Maggie Motors pregame show rolling on here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM. Carol Tagger, head football coach Craig Rowetter, joining us here this morning. And, Coach, as always, good to catch up with you.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Absolutely, Coach. You guys head into a Week 9 matchup here at home tonight against Sergeant Bluff Luton. And you and I were just chatting during the commercial break here. Still got quite a bit to play for. You guys sitting 4-4 on the season. Playoffs, finished up last week. No chance there. But still 5-4. You end the season on a win. Those are two things to go out and play hard for.
Yeah, we discussed that last Friday night after our Sioux Center game. You know, that 5-4 looks a heck of a lot better than 4-5. And, also told them not many after this week, there's not a whole, there's going to be six teams in the state that end their season on a win. So not too many times do you have an opportunity to end you, especially for our seniors. You know, not too many seniors go out with a win on their last Friday night.
And, Coach, not a big senior group either. You're going to lose some really good ones, but, a lot of young guys playing on this team. So a win propels the off season, makes it a little more exciting, probably gets guys in the weight room and everything else a little bit more.
Yeah, and I knew that 2 years ago taking the job that, you know, we had a smaller senior class this year and, not small on effort or determination, but they, and they've kind of set up, those younger guys for success and, it is what it is it doesn't do them a lot of good, but, the future successes that I see or I envision us having, will be a lot to do with the seniors this year and kind of how they maintain the standard that we're setting as a program and, and their leadership throughout. So it'll be a bittersweet night, losing those guys, but there's a lot, a lot coming up and a lot to look forward to. We've had the freshmen, is a large group for us too, and they've only had one loss on the year, so a lot to look forward to with Tiger football.
Coach, got to talk about the offense here. You guys have moved the football each of the last 2 weeks, but unable to get the ball in the end zone or score points. That's going to be crucial tonight, as everybody knows, to get some points on the board. Sergeant Bluff more than likely will score some, even against a great defense like you guys have. So what do you do this week to finish some of those drives against a pretty good Sergeant Bluff Luton defense?
A lot of it's just, again, discipline and attention to detail. Like I said, I didn't even realize it at the time until the bus ride home that when Coach Toggle told me, Sioux Center only had the ball for 3 offensive plays the whole third quarter last week. And that's what we're going to have to be able to do to keep, their offense. They're one of the definitely the most dangerous offense we have in the district, if not one of the most dangerous in 3A. Them having their quarterback back. So our best offense plus our best defense probably, is going to be controlling the ball. And but again, if we have the ball every play except for 3 snaps, but we're still not able to turn that into points, at the end of the day, it doesn't do us a whole lot of good. So we just got to, be attention to detail, not get ourselves into a second and long or, with a penalty and get 3rd and long. We're just, this year, we're not quite built to recover very well from those. And so that'll be the main thing, is staying ahead of the chains. And then when we do have the opportunity with our play action, we got to have enough time for Jack to set up, because the routes are there, they're open, but we just have to have enough time to throw that and then catch the ball when we have that opportunity.
Coach, where do you feel you can have success in the run game? Sounds like that Sergeant Bluff Luton has went with a 4-man front most of the year.
Yeah, it'll kind of be a little unique. Usually the 4-man front is a standard, of, especially in high school football, but this will only be like the 3rd time we've seen it this year. But I like our game plan, and especially the way our run game sets up with angles against that type of front. I think we should have success moving the ball on the ground. And, again, ultimately that'll be where we're successful. Or if we are successful, we'll be able to hit them inside there with Cooper and Taden even. And then once they start stacking everything inside the tackles, and we'll try to get Reese on the outside.
How's the matchup up front look? You feel like you got an edge there with your offensive line, which has really grown as the season has gone on?
Yeah, we'll have, you know, I think they have a really, really good defensive end in Tyler Lucan. He was the defensive line MVP of the district a year ago as a junior. He plays right end for him, so he'll be on our left side. So we kind of have our experience, you know, tackle on that side with Trevor Schroeder, so we'll try to neutralize him a little bit with him. But as size-wise, you know, they're not like what we've seen the last 2 weeks anyway. You know, there's nobody north of 250. So, in fact, there's a lot of 210s, 220s, and the guy I referenced, well, he's 205. So, you know, we're not going to get outsized this week up front anyway. And so I think, you know, hopefully we can establish that physicality of the offensive line again and keep them chains moving.
Coach, you mentioned the offense and maybe if the most explosive in the district. Tyler Smith is back from missing the first, I think, five games of the year. He's throwing five touchdowns with no interceptions. What does he bring to that offense, and what do they like to do with him behind the core, behind the center?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great athlete and a smart kid, you know, the head coach's kid. So he's already, you know, he was, I think, second team All-State last year as a junior. Missed the non-district portion of the schedule this year. And so he's coming out firing and, you know, he's completing over 60% of his passes. And just, I think he's right at 1,000 yards or a yard shy, you know, through only four games. So he's definitely, you know, the key to their offense. And, I mean, they went 0-for without him, and now they've only lost once in double overtime with him. So he, but not only can he throw, he can run too. You know, he's one of their, I think he's already their second leading rusher, into the season. And he's pretty close. I think he's only 100 yards off actually of their leading, their main running back. So, you know, that's definitely, you know, it's easy to say that that's the key to stopping him. And then it's a whole other animal trying to actually do it.
How do you keep him from hurting you with his legs, let alone the arm? I think the arm, you feel like you need to stop, but he's one of those guys who, it sounds, can get out of the pocket and create damage as well.
Yeah, we'll have you know, one of our stat guys, our linebackers, kind of in charge of keeping an eye on him. You know, I think we'll, with our 3-3 stack, you know, I think I'm hoping we can get some pressure up the middle with Wieland and Tegas and Sims. You know, they've done a nice job throughout, you know, for only usually being outnumbered 5-3. They still have gotten some pressure. So we'll just kind of have to keep one of those inside linebackers somewhat at home, you know, and I mean, kind of like a spy, I guess you'd say, just when he breaks out or leaks out, that we have somebody accounting for the quarterback.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame show. Best of luck coming up tonight. I know Tom Honkamp will look forward to catching up with you following the game for the scoreboard show, and I'll look forward to catching up with you as well Saturday morning for the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show.
Sounds great. Again, thanks for all the coverage all season long, and go Tigers.
You bet. Head Coach Craig Rowetter again with the Carroll Tiger football program. We'll be back more with the Mackey Motors at pregame show. Tom Hawkup, Terry Kaspabar. They'll have the call next right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.